That was an interlude by the women group of Nangoromito Zone 1 performing a traditional dance at the event to declare the Nangoromito an open defecation free village.
I am ashamed and ready for my condition. I use the same latrine with them. Latrine is managed, imagined by them. These several children who stay in school with them.
We are sorry.
Truly, there are distancing. Our teacher.
Songs and poems were presented by school children to spice up the event, alongside speeches from government officials and partners. Speaking just after the event, Chief of Nangoromito, Africa Lorem, a father of 9 children, says they used to suffer from sicknesses.
Yeah, before we have latrine, we face challenges, a lot of sickness, majorly cholera. That always comes because of the flies are carrying fishes from there, mixing with the utensil that we are using. It causes a lot of dehydration and a lot of sickness. And we catch up. We always take the student to health center for treatments in Chukudum Hospital for treatment, but still we are still going with a lot of challenges. Children are sick after there and there, so that's where we face challenges before having the latrines. But when they start having it, so we see the reductions in sickness. There's no much diarrhea. Children are now having some good health because of there's no diarrhea. Since whenever they defecate, we put the fishes into the latrines, and the place wherever we live, it is now smart. We have that changes.
Lukwang Mak is one of the members of Nangoromito Village. He says the initiative has brought improvement. He says these days you cannot see people defecating in the open because each home is now having a latrine.
This program is really good, that each home must have the toilet or latrine. Now, if you can move, there is no longer open defecation. Kids are not longer defecating anyhow along the road. It is really good. And if we can continue with the same initiative that every home should have a latrine, and then other diseases like even malaria, we cannot get.
Alima Naboy is one of the members in the village. She shares her experience. Before the latrines were dark, she says they used to defecate in the open, or at times they would dig holes to bury the feces.
Before the toilets were constructed, we used to, like kids used to defecate and howl at open places, and then sometimes, you know, flies can come, they contaminate the food and they can also get sick. And for us big people, we can also go to the bush, at times near bush, to help ourselves. And sometimes we can use the hoe to dig somewhere and then we can bury our feces.
However, Rose Ila was one of the few in the village who had constructed a latrine before the arrival of the initiative by Afia Wars and CDSS. She says they constructed pit latrines to prevent themselves from being affected by disease.
Before the initiative of these people coming, creating awareness, I already have the toilet, that one which was filled up, and then I started now digging this one. Afia Wash came with the initiative that we need to dig the pit latrine, and through the help of CDSS, we who have power to do, we went ahead to start digging the pit latrine.
The County Health Department Director in Chukudum Hospital, Budi County, Angelo Mauro, says the village of Nangoromito has registered drop in number of cases of acute watery diarrhea.
Community are now saying there is a total change. They are not seeing any fishes around. They cannot see any flies that are coming close to their food, or the children defecating around. All the fishes have been put in the pit latrine. And this has resulted to very low cases of diarrhea in the hospital, where the acute watery diarrhea cases of 2022 were only 10 recorded in the hospital. Compared to this year, 2023, we have so far recorded 0 cases of acute watery diarrhea. This is an impact from the community where they took initiative to dig latrines. We have witnessed in the next village here, which is Nangoromito, has declared themselves pre-open defecation village. And this is the next village to the hospital. So the doctors in the hospital have witnessed a very low or no cases of diarrhea. Although there are some few diarrhea that are associated with the season, especially in the rainy season where there are a lot of water on the ground, you can see some few children contracting diarrhea, but this is a seasonal kind of diarrhea. So from 2017 up to now, we have not experienced any outbreak. And with these changes of open defecation-free community or a village, I think we are expecting to have very minimum cases of diarrhea.
It is hoped that the initiative to construct latrines will prevent people from being affected by diseases, to minimize expenses on treatment, and to boost healthy living. It is also hoped that the initiative will be emulated by the neighboring villages. Lokru Henry reporting.